Would you like to be happier? Of course you do. Who doesn't want to be happier? And I just feel that there are a lot of people in the world that are not as happy as they could be. And so I am very passionate and excited to talk about this book. And I don't always do this, but I really felt compelled to make an episode where I talk about this book, The Gap in the Game by Dan Sullivan and Dr. Benjamin Hardy. And what I love about this is really like right out of the gate. When you read the first chapter, or actually, it's not even the first chapter, it's actually just a quick introduction, it immediately hooks you in because they start talking about Thomas Jefferson and being founded and how this country was founded. And what's interesting is that he talks about, what's the big thing, right, with this country? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And he frames this statement of being, of this pursuit of happiness, actually as a incorrect way of thinking, and that that has become a fundamental aspect of how we in this world are constantly living, where we're just constantly chasing, like, I need to be happy, I need to be happy, I need to chase this, I need to do it. And we feel that like happiness will be after the next achievement, or happiness will be in the distant future, and happiness is out there, but it's never right here. And there is a, a quote is that there is no way to happiness. Happiness is the way. And I mean, I love that. It reminded me of Star Wars. If there's any Star Wars fans, particularly The Mandalorian, right? This is the way. And I truly believe that. And when it comes to finding more joy in our life, and that's what it takes, right? This isn't the fact of, hey, how can, what's the magic formula, the secret that if I do this one thing, then if I have this one thing, I'm going to be happier. And the truth is, what makes this book so powerful is that it can change and shift your perspective to help you to see things on a more consistent basis. In seeing the joy. And basically the way that this kind of works, right? And I got so many quotes that I wrote down here that I wanted to make sure that I shared. And to sum it up, this is from Dan Sullivan, the author. Your future growth and progress are now based in your understanding about the difference between the two ways in which you can measure yourself against an ideal, which puts you in what he calls the gap, and against your starting point, which puts you in the game, appreciating all that you've accomplished. And so it's really self-explanatory in that way, and how he defines the gap in the game, that so often we're comparing ourselves to the ideal of how we want things to be, how we want this person to be, how we want our jobs to be, how we want our businesses to be, instead of looking at, hey, where were we before this? Where were we 1 year ago, 2 years ago, 2 weeks ago, whatever it may be? When we start to shift our brain and start to realize that when we can focus on the progress that we've made and looking back, instead of looking at constantly the future of looking at the ideal, oh, well, I want it to be this way, I want it to be this way. And it's that constant chase of wanting that gain. That so badly, that in this case, the gap actually of what we don't have, instead of looking at all the things that we've had, that we've progressed to. And the truth is, right, you have full control right now to bring happiness into your life. That is up to you, right? In whether or not you choose, and hopefully you're listening to this and you're like, I want to start choosing to be happier more. And I'm not going to say that like all of a sudden you're just going to be happier all the time. But I do believe that this is something that we have to work at, that's something that we need to bring awareness to on a consistent basis. And that's why if you've been following me for a long, or you follow me on social media, I talk so much about gratitude. And so much of that comes from whenever I'm feeling down on my own self. Yes, I'm not positive and always all the time and always thinking about gratitude. But when I find myself looking at the lack or wishing things were better, I refocus on the gratitude. And maybe that was part of why I love this book so much and why it resonated with me, is because It really just kind of said all of the things that I've been saying in a new and unique way that allows a different way of perspective, a different perspective on how you're looking at and seeing it, you know. And so much of our struggles in life come from simply wishing and wanting things to be a certain way. And it is through that thought process that makes us unhappy. And so if we can start to shift our brains and start to appreciate all of the little things and how far we've come and the relationships that we have instead of the constant chase of the ideal, then we can just bring more joy and happiness into our life. I mean, what an amazing thing, right? Happiness is not another quote here. Happiness is not something you pursue. Happiness is not somewhere in the future. Decades of scientific research is clear on this point. Happiness is where you start, not where you finish. So if you're looking for more joy and more happiness in your life right now, you can get it. It is that simple to acquire the things that you want right now just by changing your perspective of how you choose to see and really think about. Like, and I have an exercise that I'm going to share at the end of this episode that I found really helpful and impactful, and it's from this book, and I did it. And because when I read books, I implement what I'm learning, and I do the exercises within the book so that you can get greater impact, and we're not just chasing the next video and the next book. Like, how are we impacting and influencing ourselves and implementing the things that we learn into our lives so that we can pursue and create growth in our life and just continuing to improve. And the more that we educate ourselves with books like this or any other books that really help you to see things differently or look at things differently or teaching you how to do certain things, it just brings so much more value into our lives. You know, I've always found that within my own self that the more that we can focus on where we are in the present moment, the happier we are. If you've ever read the book, The Power of Now, it's another book that I absolutely love, is that there is no worry and no stress in the present moment. We only come up with worry and fear and all of those things when we're thinking about a potential outcome that can happen in the future, or we're reflecting on something that happened in the past. And so when we can live and we can be in the present moment and just be appreciative for where we are right now, appreciate what an amazing gift it is to be alive today, we can start to bring more joy into our life. But it's the self-awareness that if you find yourself thinking about the gap a lot, and I'm hoping you listen to this and then you start to realize that you're like, man, I do find myself looking in the gap more and more. And someone like myself, who spent so much time in gratitude and personal development, working myself, I found that I was spending way more time than I wanted in the gap. And so it is through this action to being, hey, I'm going to spend more time on the game. Whenever I feel myself thinking about, oh, I wish something was like that, this, or a person, oh, I wish they were more like this. And then just quickly switching it. Because that's the whole thing, right? We're not going to necessarily prevent us from thinking a certain way. And just all of a sudden, we're just never going to think about the ideals and things that we want. That's going to happen. But it's the awareness of recognizing, hey, this just happened. And now I'm going to refocus on the things that I think are going to be more impactful for me and how that's going to help me. Because if we're just constantly chasing the future and wanting, oh, I got to get this, I got to get this, I got to get this, it's just no way to live. And when we can spend more time and really think about the amazing things of being here and what you've been able to achieve in your life and all the incredible things that are in your life right now, or experiences that you've had in the past and how much value and things that that has brought into your life that maybe was different, it's going to immediately fill you up with joy when you think about all of the amazing experiences that you have. And this is where the past can be really strong. it can be really impactful in how we utilize this. And I think it's important that we take time to reflect on our past and how far we've gone. You know, for me, the example that is kind of funny, like when I moved to San Diego, it was this huge goal for me. And I wanted it so bad, and I was chasing it, and I was developing my business, and I was reading all these books, and I was writing in my journal, I'm going to move to San Diego, I'm going to move to San Diego, it's going to be great, I'm going to live by the beach. When I got here, I was a mess. I was like, what's going on? What do? I just go to the beach and do nothing? I didn't want to work. I was so distracted on all of these things because I had this big goal, and I was so happy and fulfilled in chasing to get to San Diego, that when I got here, it was like, well, now what? And I was just stuck. I wasn't thinking about all of the things that led me to even be able to get to here and appreciate all the past that led me here. And then, you know, being able to set an ideal for things that I want to achieve next, you know, and I think that's an important aspect of just goal setting in general, that we have bigger goals that we're setting. And that was part of that, is I needed to have a bigger goal. So then I got here, but I had no plans for when you get to that destination. And it's so anticlimactic when you set this goal that you get. And I think if we're putting pressure on this goal, like, oh, when I move to San Diego, then everything's going to change. Or when I get a certain, you know, revenue and business, and everything's going to change. Or I get a girlfriend or a wife or kid, and then everything's going to change. Like, that's not how life works. We need to change ourselves in order to get the change that we want in our life. And it all starts internally. You know, everything that we want, how we feel every single day, starts with the internal actions and the internal thing from what we think about, what we consume, what we eat, what we do on a daily basis, all plays a vital role in our experience in life and how we go about the things that we're doing. Another quote here, define success on your own terms, achieve it by your own rules, and build a life you're proud to live. I love that because it's really about like what you define as success. You know, what is success for you? Because for me, I've always defined success as just like being happy the majority of the time. And what I've found in kind of reflecting on this book is that I really started to think about how it is that I define my own success within my life. And it's not a metric of like revenue or how much money I'm making or things that I'm buying, but actually like little things on a daily basis, you know? So some of the things that I listed out that like qualifies me just having a successful day is whether or not I had some enjoyable conversations. And so a lot of times that's with clients, with friends, right? Just having a good conversation, maybe out in public. And I just, you know, had a conversation with somebody at a coffee shop. The other thing is, did I learn today? And so I'm always trying to learn. I'm reading books naturally, learning Spanish. I invest in coaches and courses all the time. So did I take time to learn those things? And then, and also just even experiences. Those don't always have to be intentional, but hey, maybe something happened that maybe wasn't the best thing at that time, but I learned something. You know, like right now I'm really focusing on how I can be a better leader with my staff that I have. And right now I have like a video editor and I have another virtual assistant. And I really want to help them grow. And it's requiring me to be different and think differently and how I interact with them, you know, and it's this part of this conversation is like, oh, why can't they just do that? You know? And if I haven't told them or set the expectations or, you know, talk to them and help them and train them, then I can't expect things to be different. And so if we want things to change, wishing them is not going to happen. We need to take action. So I actually have a meeting that I scheduled this week to talk with my team and really go over some things and evaluate on how we can improve and things that I want to happen. But coming at it from like the positive thing where, you know, showing appreciation for everything that they've done and not getting upset about the things that they're not doing. Because they, again, they've done so many incredible things and I found myself getting upset. And it's like, man, the videos that they make for me and my clients is incredible. But I really wish that they were faster, right? And getting it done quicker. And so again, it's like comparing the ideal instead of looking at everything that they have been able to do and really focus on that appreciation. And it totally changed the conversation and how I'm approaching communicating with them. And now I'm looking forward to the meeting because I felt like, it's like, oh man, am I going to like yell at them? And like, really, it's like, that's not what good managers do. I don't believe that that's what good leaders do. It's, you know, really understanding and getting more feedback from them and how I can be better. You know, maybe I didn't, maybe I'm not communicating things properly, right? Maybe I'm not giving them enough time to get things done. And that's why the time, you know, timeliness is off, right? So looking at that, that reflection plays such a huge role in how we're, you know, interacting with what we do. Some other things that I'm basically qualify and defining success. And I really encourage you to define what success is for you and track it. I have like, did I move my body today? So that can be as simple as just going for a 10-minute walk. Oh gosh, I know I talk about this because it's just so powerful to just go out and go for a walk. I don't care if it's cold, I don't care if it's rainy, getting outside and just like being in it and moving around is just a beautiful thing. If it's cold, then wear layers, wear gloves, wear a hat. If it's raining, wear a raincoat. Like, just get out and move your body. Go for a walk, go for a hike, workout. And so for me, one of the things that one of my mentors said when I was at an event in Miami, and he told me that 70% or when you work out 5 to 7 times a week, that's 71%, it's like 71 point something percent, or 73, something along those lines. And my thought was, that's terrible. I'm not a C student. I don't want to be a C student. I may have been a C student in high school, but that was a long time ago. And I'm about being an A player. I'm about being an A student in my life. And so for me, just from the physical aspect of things is, all right, well, then this should be 7 days a week. I need to make sure that I'm doing this every single day. And it can be as simple, again, as a walk. So there's no excuse to just to be able to incorporate some type of movement into my day. And the same thing with education. There's no reason why I need to take breaks on the weekends. I read this book in a week while I was in Mammoth, California skiing. I woke up every morning around 5:30, 6 o'clock, and I read for an hour and I finished this whole book. Now, obviously, that is a lot of time to be reading. You may not have that time. But even making time for 10 minutes to read, maybe before you go to bed, now you're incorporating 10 minutes into your day to make sure that, because for me, this is how I define success, right? Is that I'm making sure that I'm putting time towards education. Now, some of it for you may be, hey, I want to make sure that I'm putting time for my kids. That's successful. Putting time to my family and my friends. Okay, well, that's why we need to define our success. So then once we know how we define success, we can start making sure that we're doing those activities on a daily basis. But if we don't actually define it, then we have no way of measuring whether or not we're being successful. And then we're just constantly in this chat and this, you know, this chase and this rat race. And the other aspect of this too, this kind of gets into it as well, is comparison. You know, and I've shared a lot of things about my own life, and hopefully you're not comparing yourself too much to me, because I love this quote here, is comparison makes you unhappy, and there's no end to comparison in the world if that's the path you choose. And then there's another quote from Theodore Roosevelt. He said, comparison is the thief of joy. And I actually had heard that quote before, and I think it's so powerful, especially in today's world with social media. And I'm guilty of this, where I find myself comparing myself to other people and what they're doing. The only person that you should be comparing yourself to is you, in your the past version of yourself. And when we can look at that and we realize that we have continued to grow and move forward in our lives, then we're reflecting. We're like, man, this is great. And especially in the social media world where you see what other people is like, you don't know what their lives are like. You know, they may be posting, oh, look at my great, my life is amazing. Look at my wife and my kids. This is so much fun. And they're miserable. And there's a divorce happening. And, you know, they barely have time for their kids, and they just posted that one thing that they did on Sunday for an hour, even though they barely see it because they're working too much and they hate their job and they're just working so many hours, right? Like, you have no idea what somebody else's life is really about and what they're going through. And so comparing yourself to them is robbing you of your own joy. Do not compare yourself to other people. It's not serving you. And I think that's really important when we think about our life and how we interact on a daily basis, is this serving us? And it's like, oh, well, just focusing on all the things I don't have in my life serve me? Absolutely not. Does comparing myself to other people serve me? No. Right. So think about that in what we do on a regular basis. There's things that maybe aren't as good for you, and you can ask yourself, is this serving me? Right. So maybe TV or alcohol, is this serving me? It is serving you to some degree, right? Maybe it feels you good, maybe it helps you relax. And so when we have things that aren't necessarily amazing for us that we enjoy doing, there's a quote from like Ted Lasso where he talks about like really loving video games. He's like, I didn't need to give up something I love. I just need to change my relationship with it. And I think that that's so amazing and so impactful, because when we can change our relationship with things that are not as good for us, instead of trying to constantly cut it out and then feel guilty because we did it, like that doesn't serve us. It's okay to occasionally watch TV or want to have a drink, but are you abusing it? Are you having a drink every night? That's probably not healthy, right? So think about that, because all of those things do play a role in our own joy. And when we can, again, to circle back, when we can define what it is that we define as success, then we're able to make sure that we're doing those things so that at the end of the day, when we're reflecting, like, oh, did I do this? Did I do that? Did I do that? Oh, what a great day. I actually have an app on my phone. It's called Sleep Cycle. I've been using it for like 10 years. It's cool. It measures all my sleep. But it actually has what's known as sleep notes. And I go through and I check all of the things that I've done that day. So I have like reading, did I work on my book? Did I go for a hike? Did I go skiing? Did I play volleyball? I have all these things that are listed in there. And then the last thing is good day, great day, fantastic day. But you know what's so funny? I have done good day maybe twice. And I don't even have an option for like bad day, right? Because like to me, every day is a good day, even when something terrible happens. Because most of the time I'm putting great day. That's like the metric. It's like great day. And if it was particularly something awesome happened, then I'm like, boom, fantastic day. And so the metric of just my life when I'm evaluating after each day, I'm going to sleep being like, that was a great day. Like those types of reflections become so impactful on how we wake up the next day and how we feel in that current moment. So really think about that. When we're evaluating, when you're thinking about your life, how are we defining it? How can we utilize these elements in our lives, whether it be an app or just thinking about it? Hey, like write this down, on a piece of paper, how you define your success, and keep it close by, put it on your bedside, put it on a post-it note. And then you can look at it and be like, all right, did I do all those things? Oh, awesome. It was a great day. But we need to make sure that we're defining these things and what we are, and in addition to changing our perspective on how we want things to be instead of how they are, and being grateful for how they are in this current moment. One of the other quotes is like the chapter, it's the heading title chapter for four, and it's always measure backwards. And I thought that was such a great quote to use, and I'm definitely stealing that and using that in future presentations that I give. And then there was also a Steve Jobs quote where he says, you can't connect the dots looking forward, you can only connect them looking backwards. And again, it's just that idea of taking time to reflect and think about our life. And I think that's a theme of today. I thought it was going to be more about, the gap in the game, but I'm noticing that a big portion of this is really reflection. How are we reflecting on each day? How are we reflecting on the past? How are we reflecting on our relationships? How are we reflecting on our activities that we're doing every day? And bringing awareness to those things. Because the more that we bring awareness to them, the more that we can make the changes. And at the end of the day, that's what we really want. I mean, who doesn't want more joy in their life? And maybe you are happy and you're like, yeah, this is great, but it can make you happier. I mean, I am such a genuinely happy person. I am happy the majority of the time, and just reading this book, I'm like, man, I didn't even know I could be happier. Like, I can. We all can. And so it's not like there's a definitive aspect of like, well, how happy are you? Like, what if there was no limit? Like, what if you could just keep being more happy through personal development and doing the work and doing reflection and creating activities and changing perspectives to create more joy in your life. And so one thing I want to share with you, this is the exercise, and I found this to be really impactful. And so whether you're listening, if you're driving, you know, don't write this down. I'll make sure to put it in the show notes. I'll put it in the description below. If you're watching it on YouTube, if you're watching it on my website, you can see it in the blog below. But here are the five questions. Number one, where am I right now? Where are you right now? What are all the amazing things? And I wrote so many things down when I was there, because when I was doing this, I was in Mammoth and I was like, man, my life is great. I'm in Mammoth, I'm skiing. I have all these awesome business opportunities that are coming up in the future. I'm with great friends right now. I'm healthy. You know, all of these things that started to come up that were basically a lot of the time things that I'm grateful for. And other things may come up for you. I mean, again, I don't want to share too much about what I wrote down, because I want you to come up with yourself. And I would really recommend that you read this book, also, The Gap in the Game, because I think it'll be more impactful than just hearing me rant about it. And so, you know, reading it yourself. And again, it was a quick read. I mean, I'm not a fast reader, so if I was able to do it in a week, you'll be able to do it, no problem as well. Question number two is, what are my wins from the past 90 days? And again, this is great on that theme of just reflecting over the last 3 months. Wow, this happened, that happened, I did that, this happened. Wow, so many things happened in the last 90 days, but I keep thinking about the future and I'm not appreciating the amazing things that just happened in the last 90 days, because it's always, what's next? What's next? What's next? And this is very common with high performers, right? That's kind of like the title of the book, is The High Achiever's Guide to Happiness, Confidence, and Success. And, you know, if you are a high performer and you're listening to this, that's the aspect of what we're often seeking, is constantly more and more and more. And the more that we can reflect and take back on where we are today, the better it's going to be impactful. The other thing is, what are my desired wins for the next 90 days? So now we're setting intention in what we want to do. And this may circle back to how we define success. And so if you took the time to think about how you define success, then maybe over the next 90 days, you want to do all of those things that you define to be successful. You know, something that you can do on a daily basis. You know, I don't necessarily recommend like, I made $1,000 as your definitive example of what success is, because I doubt you're going to be able to replicate that every single day. You could just say, hey, I made money today, you know, or something along those lines. But again, I think avoiding money, right? Money does not bring happiness. But when we really think about what we want to achieve over the next 90 days, and then being able to do this exercise again and look back and like, hey, did I do all those things that I said I was going to do? And it's okay if you didn't either, because hopefully you did some of those things. And again, it's like, oh, wow, I did three of the five things. That's amazing. Instead of, oh, man, I didn't do all five things. Right? That's the perspective changes and those perspective shifts that we can create in our lives, where we look at the glass half full. Right? That's what we're doing. Instead of, oh, no, I didn't do those two things. But you did those three, right? And so that can be really powerful. The thing that these next questions, this question number four and question number five, really hit me on a whole other level of just reflection and kind of where I am and bringing more joy into my life. And so question number four is, where will you be in 12 months? And so when I was writing this down, I was getting so excited about the future, because I truly believe that everything I wrote down, I will acquire in the next 12 months. And I feel that way because over the last 12 months, so much has changed and so much has happened that I realize that every time that I reflect on where I was last year, a couple of years ago, I've achieved so much. And so when I started thinking about where I'll be in a year from now, I was, oh my gosh, like, I love my life right now. Imagine in a year from now how amazing it's going to be when I have all of these other things that I'm working towards. And then that to me was like so impactful. And the other one is, where will you be in 3 years? That's the last question, number five. Where will you be in 3 years? And then it was even more things. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. This is so engaging. I just felt like I'm just hitting the grasp and I have so much to look forward to. And it wasn't so much about like this, oh, well, that's how I'm my ideal in the next 12 months or my ideal in the next 3 years. It was almost as, hey, that's where I will be, right? The question was very, where will you be? And so when I thought about it, it was like I was already there. It was like I had already achieved it. And it brought me so much joy in that present moment because, again, just believing that I will be there in 12 months, that I will be there in 3 years. And I hope that when I can come back, I can rewatch or listen to this episode or go back into my journal and look at those prompts that I wrote and see what's come true. And I've done this before, and it's so impactful when we really think about where we want to be a year from now. Because when we do take that time to reflect, then we see all the incredible gains that we've been able to achieve. So I highly, highly encourage that you take the time to do these exercises that I talked about here today and really just think about how are you living your life? Are you seeing other people, things in your job, and seeing of all the things that you wish things were done? Or are you taking joy and gratitude in the way things are and the way things have been and all the things that you have? Because that's what's really going to help you to create that impact on a daily basis. And so I will share this last quote here. Actually, there's two quotes here that I'll share because I think they're powerful. So the first one is, life is simple. Everything happens to you. Life is simple. Everything happens for you, not to you. Everything happens at exactly the right moment, neither too soon nor too late. You don't have to like it. It's just easier if you do. I love that. I've heard that this part, the first part before, right? That like you're exactly where you're supposed to be. And I try and tell myself that pretty often, you know, as I'm growing and wanting things to progress faster. I'm like, no, you're preparing. You're only prepared what you can handle. And so a lot of times the universe tends to give us what we believe we're prepared to have. And so what we often want, we're not actually ready to have that. Yeah, that's why so many people, you know, they win the lottery, they weren't ready to have that money, and then they lose all the money, you know, versus someone who gradually earned an income, retain that revenue. And then the other quote here, with increased value comes greater meaning. The things that we value or appreciate the most also have the greatest meaning. Value and meaning in the world then are totally created by appreciation. And so that quote just really sums it up. And with how we are defining our success and what we just choose to bring meaning into our world of what it truly is, now totally changes how we feel based on that. You know, if your life was defined simply on, you know, did you smile today? And all you had to do is just smile. Now, all of a sudden, it's great. Your life is amazing. Because you did that one thing that you defined as success for you. So take some time, think about really what success is for you on a daily basis, and then complete that exercise. I hope that this episode found you well, right? Helps you out, helps you to make changes, help you to take perspective. I hope it just really encourages you to read this book. Because it honestly was a prompt in the book that if you like this book, you should tell people about it. And this was my way of really doing it because I don't always do this with every book. The fact that I read this book so quickly and just enjoyed it so much, I really didn't want to put it down. I was excited to wake up in the morning and read it. I think that that speaks volumes. And so really take some time, do the things we talked about today, take action on it. That's what I really want. I really want you to take action on things that we talked about today because that's what's going to help you to create the results in your life and bring more joy and success into every single day. So thank you so much for listening. Remember, let's grow together.
Wait, one more thing. Sharing is caring. If you received value from today's episode, share it with a friend so they can enjoy it too. We can all win by helping each other grow.